So welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I am actually live right now. So many of you are joining us on Facebook. Some of you are joining on Instagram. What's up, Instagram? A lot of activity going on Instagram this week. And for those of you that are watching us on the actual podcast, I want to say welcome to all of you, whether you're watching on YouTube, whether you're watching on the actual podcast app, whether you're listening, whatever the case may be. Look, we're going to talk about an important topic today, and that is Bitcoin. Who's interested in Bitcoin right now? Look, at people are already buy this, buy that, right? Are you guys, yeah, there's already activity going on. How about Instagram? You guys interested in Bitcoin and my thoughts on Bitcoin, at least? Not that I'm right or wrong, but I'm just going to give you my thoughts. So I'll tell you where this started, guys. There have been a ton of you that have been asking me about this. And I've been getting messages all week long, and quite honestly, for about the last month on Facebook and on Instagram. And, you know, the reality is, I'm going to be perfectly honest with all of you. My answer has always been, I just wasn't paying attention to it. And I'll explain to you why that was my answer in a second. But really, I guess where this comes from is that I am so focused on what I am doing. And to be quite honest with you, I already have my plan for creating wealth, and I already have my businesses that I own and run, that I wasn't really paying attention to Bitcoin. And I don't know if that was ego. I don't know what it was, but my constant answer was just, out of sight, out of mind. I don't need to worry about that stuff, right? Well, then what happened was, enough of all of you out there kept asking me for my opinion on Bitcoin that I started thinking to myself, well, maybe I should like look into this thing. Maybe I should think about it. I was never once interested in investing in it. And that doesn't mean that I didn't. I'll tell you all that in a second as well. But it finally started to open my mind up a little bit, and it started to make me think, well, let me take a look at this, right? And so here's what we're going to do today. I think this is going to be an interesting perspective for you on what to do or not do with Bitcoin, but not just Bitcoin. How many of you guys are interested in creating more wealth in 2018? Give me a little thumbs up if you're watching on Facebook, on Instagram, if you're interested in creating more wealth, or put I'm interested, or put me, right? Let us know. Put me on your Instagram or your Facebook feed right now if you're interested in creating more wealth. Okay, good. A lot of you, it looks like you are, right? I think that's what is the biggest concern for people. It's, how do I improve my finances, right? How do I earn more money? How do I create more wealth? And how does this Bitcoin thing play in the overall plan or in the overall scheme of things? And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to share my thoughts with you on that, while also sharing my thoughts about what I actually did with Bitcoin, why I did it, why I didn't do it, and what I expect to get out of it, okay? So let me start off by saying the following. The initial reason why I had zero interest in Bitcoin, and I had zero excitement about Bitcoin, and I had zero excitement about cryptocurrency, or to be honest with you, I still don't have any excitement at all whatsoever with any cryptocurrency. Let me explain to you why. Principle number one, if you're taking these notes: the greatest generator of wealth and income, and the absolute best investment that you can ever make, is in yourself. That's bare bones, people, that you need to understand. The absolute greatest investment that you can make, and quite frankly, the only investment that I make, is in myself. And I'm going to explain to you why I mean by that. I'm not even in the stock market, to be honest with you guys. And here's my thinking, right? I have enough billion-dollar ideas floating on in my head. I've got enough that I want to do with my current business. I've got enough that I want to grow. I am nowhere near done. As a matter of fact, 2018 is going to be an explosion for us, right? That when you think about it, why would I invest in another company when I can invest in the one company that I know for a fact is going to give me the greatest return on my investment? And that is Danny Morrell Inc. or Roger Prasad Inc. or Chris Mulder Inc. or whoever Inc. your name is, right? That is the greatest company that you can invest in. Now, listen, I'm very conscious of the fact that some of you are thinking, well, shit, I'm not that confident. Then let's dive deep into why you're not that confident. People, listen to me right now. Parents, listen to me right now. Several of your kids are literally asking you for Litecoins or Bitcoins for Christmas. Don't buy it for them. Buy them a book. Matter of fact, I'll tell you which book to buy them. Buy them The Science of Getting Rich by Dr. Wallace Wattles. Buy them The Greatest Salesman in the World, right? Buy them Unleash the Power Within by Tony Robbins. Buy them The Resilience Roadmap by Danny Morell. Buy them books, right? The way you all are going to get wealthy and the way you all are going to increase your income and the way you all are going to allow yourself to provide for your family what you really want to provide for them, because damn it, this is what it's all about. It ain't about Bitcoin. It ain't about Litecoin. It ain't about Ethereum or whatever the hell it's called. It's about somewhere inside your heart and soul, you feel like you're missing an opportunity. And let me tell you right now, the answer is you 100% are. The opportunity is in building yourself up as a stronger human being. The opportunity is in reading books that will make you better at whatever it is that you currently do. The opportunity is in attending seminars and events that will teach you and sculpt your mind and literally transform your mind into a mind that will help you to see the opportunities that you have in front of you every single day. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an employee. I don't care if you're a business owner. I don't care if you run two businesses. I don't care what that is. I'm telling you what I see everybody do. And that said, instead of looking right where they are, they want to look somewhere else for the answers. I see this all the time with real estate agents. I coach, train real estate professionals. I'll take a real estate agent who sells 10, 15 houses a year. True story. This actually happens. 10, 15 houses a year in our area, it's about $90,000, $100,000 a year, give or take, in income, right? And they ask me, hey, Danny, I'm ready to start my own company. And I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Or I'm ready to build a team. And I say, wait a second. Hold on a second. Why don't you get to 25 sales a year? Why don't you get to 30 sales a year? Why don't you get to 50 sales a year? Why don't you get to 80 sales a year? Why don't you get to 100 sales a year and make $1 million a year? Because let me tell you, there is nothing stopping you from doing that. And the answer never comes out, guys. The answer is that we're not willing to pay the price as individuals. We're not willing to pay the price as human beings. We're not willing to pay the price to develop ourselves. We're not willing to invest in ourselves. We want the quickest, most exciting, easiest way to wealth and prosperity possible. And I'm here to let you know that that just doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. I'm going to challenge each and every one of you in 2018. You will do better, not just for your pocketbook. You will do better for your future. You will do better for your family. You will do better for yourself. If you look at what you're currently doing right now, whatever that is, whatever that is, I don't care if it's Nick holding the camera. I don't care if it's Lauren helping me out. I don't care if it's you as a real estate professional. I don't care if you own a restaurant. What's stopping you from maximizing that restaurant? What's stopping you from growing it to 2 restaurants? What's stopping you from making it 3? What's stopping you from advancing in your company? What's stopping you from being so valuable to your boss or to the person that that has hired you, that he has no other choice but to improve your wages and to help you improve what it is that you want to improve? That's the real question you got to ask yourself. The problem is nobody thinks like that. We live in a microwave society and everybody wants something exciting. Everybody wants something fast. Everybody wants something quick. If you want to mine anything, mine you, Inc. Make you better. Make you better at whatever it is that you are currently doing. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two, all right, let's say you invest in Bitcoin and let's say it goes up in your portfolio. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this, but it takes money to make money in this world. Let's say your portfolio goes up and it goes up by $5,000, $10,000. $15,000. Oh, $20,000. Whoa, $30,000. That doesn't excite me at all. At all. Why? Because I have actual businesses that can make me that in a week, in a month, and as fast as I decide to make that happen. I can go out, I'm blessed with the fact that I'm in the real estate industry. I understand real investments. I understand how to buy properties. I can go buy a property with my money, the same money I was going to use. I can go buy that property and get myself 100% return on my investment. So why would I, that doesn't really excite me. It's not exciting to me in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because I've been for years, people, working on myself, risking when people don't want to risk, learning how to invest in real estate, learning business, because I've been mining Danny Inc. So while the rest of the planet is getting excited about this Bitcoin stuff, guess what? I don't give a shit. It doesn't excite me at all. I'm excited by the team I'm playing on. I'm excited about the game I'm playing in right now. That's what's exciting to me. And the game that I'm playing right now is worth way more than the game, than any game that, way more exciting than anything that, be, that, that can be going on, because I've been playing it for so long and I know it, guys. And I've stayed tried and true to the game that I decided to play in. Or let's take it to another level. I could, which I currently do, I could buy a piece of property without my money. I can remodel it and I can sell it. And now the return on my investment is what? Nick, if it didn't take any of my money, what's the return on my investment? Guess what? It's infinite. It's infinite. And I can go do 50, 60, 70, 70 of those this year, which we will do this year. And the return on my investment is infinite. But let me tell you something right now. Guess where this game started? This game started 15 years ago when I was an individual real estate agent and I had saved up a little bit of money and I went asking everyone in my office, hey, do you guys want to partner up? You guys want to partner up? Hey, anybody? And everyone was chicken. Everyone was scared. Everyone didn't want to risk. Everyone kept running away from me. So I decided to do it by myself. And then I figured if I could do one a year, why not do two? And if I could do two a year, why not do three? If I could do three a year, why not do five? If I could do five a year, why not do 10? If I could do 10 a year, why not do 20? You get the picture? I found a game that I was good at and I maximized my potential in that game. So when the rest of the world is getting excited about stuff, guess what? It doesn't excite me that much. I mean, I wish I would have got excited about Tesla. I wish I would have got excited about Google. I wish I would have got excited about Facebook. To be honest with you, that's not the game I play. So it doesn't excite me. And as a result, yeah, maybe I missed out on those opportunities. But I'll tell you what, the game I've been playing for the last 3 or 4 years, that has blessed me way more than anything I could have invested or risked in something like that. Principle number one, if you're going to mine anything, mine you, invest in you, read books. Principle number two, if you want to get excited about a rate of return, get it excited about a rate of return on what you know, on the knowledge that you know. Principle number three, guys, it's very, very simple. You got to learn to keep track of this stuff. You got to learn to keep track of this stuff, and you've got to work every single year of your life to improve. I see this, people. I'm personally responsible for 400 plus realtors and now a community online of close to 15,000 on Instagram and 10,000 on Facebook. And the goal is simple. I told my media agency this year, we're going to get to 100,000 followers on Instagram and Facebook or we have failed. And when I say I'm responsible, I feel like I'm responsible. That's just the type of human being that I am, is I want to help that many people. Because I don't believe it. I know it. I see it every single day of my life that I'm awake. People are living in mediocrity. And I think that for the most part, people are sick and tired of living in mediocrity. The reality is that they just don't know how to break out of it. They just don't know how to break out of it. And so I'm going to teach you how to break out of it. At Vision, we're going to cover this, guys. I want you to improve your standards. I want you to have a standard where every single year you improve. There is not one freaking year that I've been in business that I've gone backwards or that I've stayed stagnant. Not one. Other than when I went through what I went through financially, where we lost everything. Why? Because it's a standard. And unfortunately, what I see every single day, some of you guys, look, I love you, so I got to tell you the truth. Unfortunately, what I see is that people's standards are so low that the minute they start doing a little bit better than what they're used to, guess what? They either kind of coast there or hover there. Improve your standards. How much will you grow your income? How much will you grow your sales? What are you willing to do in order to grow it? What is the plan? If you're going to grow it, will you need to hire staff? If so, what kind of staff? If so, for what positions? If so, what is going to be the job description? People, this is your life. I don't know if you ever thought about, I think about this all, I'm 40 years old. Like if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to get as big as I'm going to get, it's right now. It's in this next decade. It's in the next 10 years. That means I go all in. That means I hire a media agency. That means I put an advertising budget. We've got over $200,000 set aside just for that. Why? Because we want to dominate this space. Because we're intent on growing. And the only way that you grow at that level, people, is if you learn these baby steps, guys. I'm going to challenge every single one of you. Give me a little baby step right now. Type it in if you're watching on Instagram or Facebook. By how much can you grow this year? Is it by units? Is it by income? Is it by possibility? Is it by lifestyle? Is it about, is it maybe a new home for your family? I don't know. But whatever you did in 2017, guess what? It's over. It's gone. Stop patting yourself in the back about it. Because in the big scheme of things, it ain't shit. In the real estate industry, I tell you guys, that's the biggest problem we have. We get so excited because we make $100,000 or $200,000. In the big scheme of things, that's nothing. You only get excited by those numbers when your family, your neighborhood, and the people you were surrounded with made $50,000 or $60,000. So in perspective, you think, wow, I'm making it big. In the big scheme of things, you've only just begun. You've only just begun. So I'm going to challenge you, really, if you were to increase your standards, if you were to improve your standards, if you were to say from this point forward in my life, thank you, Roger, for responding. If you were to say in this point forward in my life, I will no longer go backwards or I will no longer stay at the same level that I was at in the previous year. By how much will you force and demand the growth? Write those two words, force and demand the growth. Oh my God, but those words, they're so mean. My mom would say that all the time. Don't be so mean, Danny. She would try to tell me don't be so aggressive, but she would say, don't be so mean. I don't think it's mean. I think it's truthful. Force and demand. I'd rather force things in my life and demand things for myself than to have other things demanded upon me that I can't handle. I'd rather be in 100% complete control. I'd rather use words like, damn it, I'm going to force this out of myself. I'm going to demand this for myself than to be left victim to me not being able to pay my bills or me not being able to support my family. I'd rather use tough, hard, precise words like force and demand than to be a victim to anybody else's circumstances. So look, if you're watching right now, some of you are thinking, what the hell does this have to do with Bitcoin? The answer is everything, because Bitcoin is not the game. The psychology is a game. The mindset is a game. Your standards are a game. That's the game. Bitcoin is just a little tool. And for some people, yeah, I mean, listen, I'll tell you, here's my thoughts on Bitcoin. I'll tell you right now, if you were there at the bare bottom a couple years ago when the thing just got started, I'd be excited if I were you too. Because you were right there at the beginning. If you're excited right now, here's what I did. I took $5,000. There, I'll tell you. What's $5,000? Absolutely nothing. If it all goes away tomorrow, it's play money, people. Do not invest anything in this stuff that isn't your play money. Don't count on this. Don't count on creating wealth from it. Don't count on it changing your life. Don't do any of that. You change your life. Mine You Inc. Develop yourself, develop your mind, develop your capacity to grow financially, develop your business. if you're going to invest in this stuff, just take a little play money for you. I don't know what the play money is for you. Maybe it's $100. Okay, fine. If you want to, it's literally, I want you to think of it as blow away money. Like if it goes away, who cares? And then you buy it. And then guess what I did? I got this software. I don't even know how it works, to be perfectly honest with you. I got this software, and in the software, it just mines all these coins or whatever. And then it just starts paying me dividends. That's it. I don't know. I just let the thing play for me. And whatever it does, it does. But let's talk real. If $5,000 turns into 10, to be honest with you guys, I was better off spending that energy and that time on my business. I'm only doing this so I can know what the hell is going on. So when you guys ask me, I can give you an honest answer. That's it. I'm literally just investing money to help all of you with all of your goals. If you're counting on this to change your life, if you're getting excited about it, if you're counting on this to make you wealthy, let me tell you right now, is there a possibility for it? Yeah, there's a possibility for a lot of things to happen. I don't put my faith and my stake and my future or my family on possibility. I put my faith and my future in facts. And the fact is that I'm proud to say, and hopefully eventually you're proud to say, I'm proud to say that I've attended more seminars, I've memorized more sales scripts, I've invested in more opportunities in businesses, I've learned more about business, and I've risked more than a lot of people. And as a result, the only thing that I'm confident in when it comes to building wealth and financial freedom for my family, it's me. It's me. And that's my recommendation for all of you. Can anybody else say that? Give me a little yes. Give me a little yes. That's me. That's me. Give me a yes. That's me. Because if that's you, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. For your children, if they want Bitcoin or they want to find out about it, if they want to learn about it, get them a book. I'm telling you, some of these books, this is what I tell everybody. You guys send me messages all day long. Some of your stories are heartfelt. I can tell you right now, invest $14. It's the best stock you'll buy. I'll tell you right now. $14 a month on this thing called Audible. Audible. Go invest $14 a month on Audible. Go pick one book a month. As a matter of fact, if you want, heck, message me. I'll tell you the book to get. I just mentioned three books to buy right away at the beginning of the year. If you want to make a real investment in yourself, start attending seminars. If you want to ask whose seminars, I don't know, but I got one coming up in January that's going to be pretty damn good. And the dates for Relentless are already set. Go to DannyMorrell.com/events and you'll see all of the dates for the events. This is our first big year in business and we're excited about it because we are literally going to take over the entire space when it comes to personal development. And we're very, very excited about it. There's my thoughts on Bitcoin. I'm going to open up for some questions because I always do when I go live. Lauren, do we have any questions? We might not because I didn't even let you know that that was going to happen. For those of you watching us on the podcast, thank you so much for all of your support on the podcast. I'm going to go live with these guys right now, spend 10, 15 minutes answering all their questions. If you don't want to miss a live session, go follow me on Instagram or on my Facebook page or join our Facebook group, Empire Builders. Until next week's episode, take care. Bye-bye. All right, Facebook and Instagram. Questions. Javier says, thank you. You're welcome. Questions.
I need to restart the live for Instagram.
Oh, that's dumb. I'm sorry. Any questions at all? Brian says, property coin, baby. Real estate is the safest and most profitable investment. Smart man. Not a good time to buy right now, though. Right now, it's about patience, the long game, saving that money. Questions on Instagram? Do you have any plans to come to Texas or I believe you're saying New York? Brian, my plan, listen, Brian, if you don't know me that long, I have one plan and that's to take over the whole freaking planet. My first target is to become the number one trainer in real estate sales. That'll be the number one target. And then I'm coming after Tony Robbins. So the answer is yes. There, I said it. This Staples Center is getting sold out. This is what is happening. So am I coming to Texas? If you've got a group that wants to hear me, yeah, absolutely, I'll come to Texas. So the plan is to go to the whole freaking planet. Yes. All right, here's what I'll do. I'll end the live session and I'll stay here on my computer And if you have any questions, just go ahead and jot them down. I'd be happy to answer them. If not, I hope this helped. I hope this brought you perspective. As a matter of fact, let me ask you all a question. What's one thing you learned from today's video? If you could give back to me in this way, I would love to hear. What did you learn? Post it, or where were you challenged? Where were you challenged from this live session? Post it here below, and let's continue the conversation for about the next 15 or 20 minutes. Until next time, guys, take care, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
When is your next event? I live in Vegas, but I'll travel.
Bianca, my next event is January 18th and 19th. It's a two-day retreat. Let me help you right now. It's $229 in the big scheme of things when it comes to investing in yourself. The answer is that is so ridiculously affordable that I can't imagine that's all I'm charging. But the ego will try to tell you it's a lot of money and the drive and the gas. Get there January 18th and 19th. You can go to empireu.com/vision.
Jose Lozano asks, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book is my book because I wrote it and because I never thought I'd write a book. But outside of my book, the book that had the greatest financial impact on my life is, The 1 Minute Millionaire. If you don't know my story, my net worth was negative $34,000. And I went from negative $34,000 to $1 million in net worth in 1 year because of that book. So look up The 1 Minute Millionaire. It's old, was written a couple years ago, but that's the book that I would recommend. Favorite book. Braveheart is my favorite movie. That or The Samurai, what's it called? The Last Samurai.
Okay.
What else?
That's all.
That's it? Yeah. All right, Instagram. I'm going to hop over to Facebook, answer some questions over there. Thanks for participating. For all of you guys coming to Vision, we'll see you there. Take care. Bye-bye.